Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I am not an early morning person. I am one of those people who finds it really hard to get up in the mornings. I always have, and I mean, there's been times, like for example, when I was working in radio, I remember being offered the morning shift and I was just like, oh my God, I can't do the morning shift. There's no way I could get up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, and I did it reluctantly and then, you know, quit. Actually, I did it briefly. I wasn't a fan of the morning shift. Anyway, in the morning, you know, I know that having a good morning routine or ritual can really help set up your day. Yet, I've never really done that. The closest I came to it has been the last 12 months. So if you check out the episode that went out, I think it was New Year's Eve last year with Nikki Smith, where we talked about New Year's resolutions and how to, you know, how to stick to them, really. And I'd set three small things, I think, maybe two things that I wanted to do. And one was make my bed every morning. And the other was, exercise every day, like work, but more than that, work up a sweat for half an hour at least every day. So the make my bed, and this is the thing, right? I had never really stuck at, well, that's not quite true, but I'd never really stuck at anything. When I set myself a goal, I usually totally sabotage myself along the way. I'm using really bad language today. Not the usual F-bombs, but like just, you know, not affirmative language, I guess. I find it hard to stick to things. I haven't really been a finisher in the past. I'm one of those people who's always left everything to the last minute. Even at school, my mum would be like, do you have to leave your projects until the final night? But I've just always been like that. And I want to create some kind of ritual. Oh yeah, so last year I committed to the exercise thing and to making the bed. Well, the exercise thing was a bit of a dismal failure. I had moments where I did, but mostly I didn't. I still walked and stuff, and I actually got a personal trainer who I worked with twice a week. Billy, stop. Sorry, there's just a car going past. For me, it had started to feel like punishment, like it was some kind of punishment, a way I was punishing my body, you know. And I think I've spoken about this a bit, but before I fell pregnant, I used to exercise a lot, like at least twice a day. And it had just become habit, you know. But when I didn't do it, I felt shit about myself and put a lot of guilt on myself about missing a day. Because I felt like if I missed one day, the entire pyramid would crumble, you know, like a Jenga. And so I tried very hard not to miss a day. But when I got sick, when I was pregnant and I got sick, I, you know, couldn't exercise the way that I used to. And so I just kind of lost the ball. But now it feels more like punishment, like something I should be doing. And I want to find ways to do things that bring me joy. You know, that's what I want to do a lot more of this year. And so ways that get my body moving that bring me joy. So walking on the beach is absolutely one of them. And, you know, I'd like to get back into yoga if it was the right person and the right conditions. And I'd like to do a bit more dancing, you know, what I'd... And I wouldn't mind doing a bit of exercise if I could make it fun. So, but what I really want to do is... I still haven't finished that story. So the exercise thing was a bit of a failure, but the making the bed thing wasn't. I have made my bed every single day from then until now and continue to. It's just a non-negotiable now. Before, even if I'm running late, it takes me 60 seconds, if that, to make the bed. So I just do it. It's now just what I do. And what I want to do is create a morning ritual that becomes like that. It's just something that I do. So I'm not quite sure how that looks yet. And I've had great intentions of doing it for the last week or so. But every morning I wake up and I'm just like so fucking exhausted. Mabel's been sleeping with us because she's been waking up in the night and rolling all over the place. So I just wake up tired. And the last thing I really want to do is, or the last thing I feel like doing is springing out of bed and doing some yoga. But I also know if I do that, I'll feel much better than if I'm just lying in bed waiting to feel not tired, because it's not going to happen. And, you know, and jumping out of bed and doing something does energize me. So I want to create some kind of ritual in the morning that is Mabel and I friendly, because most of the mornings she's in there with me, and you know, so writing 3 pages in a journal is not necessarily something that I can do when I've got Mabel in the bed with me. So I have to be able to find things that I could do with her. And I thought, you know, maybe we get out of bed and we do some, you know, gentle exercise together, some squats, some lunges, some step ups, some fun things like that, and make it a bit of a habit. Because I'm very aware of what I'm, you know, that I'm modeling being a person to my daughter, you know, and I, not that I'm putting my pressure on myself around that, but I do want to be setting a good example. And doing things that, you know, do make me feel good. And showing Mabel that, you know, this is possible for her too. The mornings aren't just about lazing around in bed watching YouTube clips. You know, we can get up and do some fun stuff. The other morning, Saturday, actually, Mabel had had a shocker, and we were both awake all night, or we were all awake all night, and she woke up at about 4:30 and was like, well, I'm awake, I'm not tired, get up. And so my wonderful husband Miko took her out, and he took her to the beach, not at 4 o'clock in the morning. They went into the spare room and played a little bit, and then they got up and came down the beach and went out for breakfast together and let me have a sleep in to catch up. And when they came back, I was like, oh, I could have done that. You know, did I need the sleep? And yeah, so I'm just, this year, I just want to be about creating little rituals that serve me, that, you know, give me motivation and enthusiasm, and that make me feel good about life, like I'm getting the most out of it, you know, because every day I'm more and more aware of the fleeting nature of our life and how it can be taken from us at any moment. And I will I will feel like a regret would be that I didn't make the most of this time that I have. So, morning rituals. I would really love to hear what you do. I obviously make my bed, but I'm thinking maybe I actually have to set an alarm or something to get out of bed and then do something fun, whether that is a little bit of dancing, a little bit of exercise, a little bit of yoga, just something to start my day off right. Have a shower and get dressed and ready to face the day by 7 a.m., you know, rather than running out the door at 10 to 9 to get Mabel to daycare, you know, like maybe we go out in the mornings and do some fun things. Anyway, I'd love to hear what your routine looks like. So drop me a line at carlynimmo.com or carly at carlynimmo.com or join the Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up. You know, there's a group of, it's not a huge group, there's probably about 50 people in there who are, yeah, pushing through fear and doing awesome things. So if you want to join, just search Show Up, Speak Up in Facebook. I would love to see you in there. And I'd love to hear about your morning rituals. And particularly if you've got tiny kids, if you've got really little ones, how do you... See, my part of my problem is that Miko goes to work. He's gone by 10 past five. So that doesn't give me an opportunity to head out for a walk while he watches Mabel, you know. So the things that I do have to be... able to be done with a little one present. So totally open to suggestion. Thanks for listening as always, and until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophy's Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.